World. It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
All right, you need to prepare yourself. I don't know what we're going to do, but you and I are driving to Longview. I got you signed up for the Bet You Can't Challenge. So think about this.
What?
A colossal 5-pound hamburger, and it's a patty, sorry, served on two of the biggest buns imaginable.
Ooh.
Okay, that's not enough. Okay. You also need to devour 2 pounds of their delicious homemade french fries.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
By the way, looking at it, 9 pounds of food, buns included.
Oh.
You got 30 minutes to compete. Mm. And this is all going down at, yes, the butcher shop.
I can,
in good old Longview, Texas, baby.
I can handle the burger, but the 2 pounds of fries. Two pounds, because I'm thinking about it. Every time I eat, I think about, like, my stomach's not actually that big. That's really
cool to think about.
Like,
yeah.
I just ate that food. Now it's smaller and it fits.
Wrong.
It still weighs the same.
Wrong.
9 pounds is still 9 pounds.
Exactly. So the butcher shop in Longview, Texas, known for their delicious pies, desserts.
Oh.
They do have a delicious burger. Now, keep in mind, I thought the biggest burger in existence was at Papa & Co.
They do have really big burgers.
Those things are the size of your head. This thing right here, and I can only eat half of a burger over there.
You're going to need like a pizza cutter to cut this thing into slices.
How do you even... Okay, only one guy has done it. Notorious B.O.B. Notorious Bob.
Like the Notorious B.O.B.
No, it's this guy that does food challenges. He is the only person that has succeeded in that. Up until Evan Roberts walks in.
Okay,
it's going to be very Dustin Poirier, Lil Wayne type thing. I'm going
to
walk in with you hyped up, and people are going to look at me in my body and be like, yes, ma'am, you're here for the food challenge.
No, it's going to be more like The Rock walking out with Travis Scott at WrestleMania. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and I am really lost. I know who Banksy is, the street artist who does, like, political art all around the world.
Like, it appears, then
it's
disappears.
Up, it goes up for a bit, says something profound, and then disappears. What does that have to do with my relationship?
Well, I'm worried about you.
Okay.
Have you noticed your girl being a little distant?
No.
Okay, then. You're not
to
worry.
You say you're worried about this, and then, like, it's not at all a thing?
Sorry. Banksying is a new relationship term by relationship expert Suzanne Winter. Here's why I'm worried about it.
Okay.
It is the perfect tool. It's the perfect exit strategy for people that hate communication. So basically, you're dating somebody. Everything's going great. 6 months in, they give you the ick.
Right, right.
Instead of you sitting down and going, hey, like, listen, this happened. Or, like, I don't like the way you did XYZ.
Right.
You know, they didn't call in and get group therapy to figure out how to address it. They instead were like, let me just drift away. All of a sudden, you start calling them, hey, like, are we still on for dinner? Hey, not tonight.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, so instead of you being like, no, here's a clear breakup. Here's a clear line. We're done. We're broken up.
Okay.
You drift away. All of a sudden, before you realize, you've disappeared.
So you're just being flaky.
You're flaky up until you ghost them.
You're quiet quitting.
Oh my gosh, you're quiet quitting a relationship.
I feel like Banksy is such a bad term for this, because Banksy, it's always something, you know, it's not
I feel like with Banksy, it's something so grand and so like, whoa!
Well,
gone. Poof.
The point of Banksy art is it's trying to make you like see something. So if you're going to really Banksy someone, you need to, like, when you are present.
Do not be saying crash out on the
breakup. No. But you need to be leaving. If you're going to be this evil, you need to leave hints at least Banksy style. Because all of Banksy's art is, like, you know, we need peace now type stuff. It's always got a profound, deeper message to it. So when you do finally have that one date, you need to start saying, like, yeah, just...
Is love forever?
If we do get married, things like that, small drops,
okay,
and then slowly, piece by piece, disappear.
Opposite of love bombing is what I'm catching on to.
Well, no, because that doesn't even work, because Banksy never goes away. I mean, art will disappear, but he'll come back and do it again. I mean, this is just quiet quitting.
This is...
Banksying, you've got to stay in their life forever. You've got to keep popping up. You've got to
torture them forever. No, stop. Dude,
like
what
this.
Is wrong with you? You
no,
are
this isn't dating advice. This is torture
you are
advice.
So sick in the head. Anyway, don't be Banksying anybody. Being clear is being kind. You're not into them.
We can dance all night.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Ever so often, we get local celebrities that, well, the truth is, we tell them, hey, we want to donate to a great cause that you're passionate about. We con them, and then they end up in here. And today,
No. That's not how it works.
We have the youngest fire chief in history. Do you know that Shreveport actually?
In Shreveport history.
No.
So I'm the youngest metro fire chief
in America.
States.
There we go. Okay, metro.
I knew that way before. Okay, I just want to say, Fire Chief Clarence Reese Jr., how are you today?
Doing great.
We just have one simple question.
Okay.
Besides making history in America, okay, we got to shout you out for that. Mm-hmm. What is making you feel good today?
I just celebrated my son's birthday.
How old is he?
4 years old.
4 years old?
4 years old.
All right,
old.
So, and let's just be real. Your son is kind of a celebrity.
He's more of a celebrity than I am, yes.
Absolutely. People go up and see you at big events, and they go up and shake his hand, right?
Right.
So, what are we thinking? I mean, what's in... let's be real. Does he think police officers are cooler than firefighters right
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, he cannot stand it.
Okay, so, hey guys, if you guys want to go ahead and donate any cool police cars, any cool, like, police uniforms, he's a 4-5-T, bring it on by.
That's it. Hey, I tell you what, they burn just like any other fire.
Whoa!
9 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan. Wait a second.
Okay.
10 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan in the morning. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for 3 things you need to know before you go.
1.
So a significant trend emerged over the weekend.
Ooh.
Several high-profile TikTok content creators announced extended breaks or complete shifts away from the platform's short-form video.
Whoa.
What'd we hear? Burnout, algorithm fatigue, a desire for deeper creative expression. Top creators, I'm talking people with millions of followers migrating to YouTube's long-form video.
I'm having flashbacks to Vine.
Oh my gosh,
Vine?
Yes.
Remember how Vine
died?
I remember when
Vine.
Twitter bought Vine. Twitter said, hey, Vine creators, what can we do to, you know, keep you on the platform so you stop becoming YouTubers? They said, pay us more. They said, we're not going to do that. And then everyone left Vine, and then like a month later, it shut down.
Well,
is TikTok about to do that? Because there's all the news about the TikTok ban maybe happening again.
Well, let me download this YouTube app and actually start using it.
2.
So we all heard about the Coldplay kiss thing, you know, when the CEO of a tech company, Astronomer, was there with the head of HR, and they were caught hand in hand, arm in arm.
They were.
Here's
the thing. Can we just discuss this real quick?
Uh-huh.
If they would not have reacted how they reacted.
If they would have just played it off casually, I mean, it'd be a little weird, but it'd be like,
yeah,
okay.
Nobody would know. Okay.
Someone from work would probably see it and be like, huh? But
exactly.
That's the most you'll get.
You said something about the guy finally called
it
quits. Because
there were a bunch of fake statements people made that were pretending to be him, like, I didn't do anything wrong or all sorts of,
yeah,
you know,
my
mean
biggest
stuff.
Crime is liking Coldplay.
Which, fair.
come on!
But
come
no, on. The company has put out a statement. He hasn't said a word. The company has named Pete DeJoy as the new CEO for now. And as far as Kristen Cabot, the HR chief, we don't know what's going on with her, so...
You think she's still doing the head of HR thing?
Probably not.
3!
The Lil Wayne walkout happened!
Oh,
the anticipated UFC 318 went down. It was Saturday in New Orleans. Dustin the Diamond Poirier's final walk to the octagon. Yes, everybody was like, is Lil Wayne going to be there? Yes, it's legit. He was there. And keep in mind, that Holloway dude, he totally spoiled the retirement party. unfortunately for Dustin Poirier and all his Louisiana fans, Max Holloway retained the BMF title.
Yeah.
It was a unanimous decision. I mean, it's just so sad to see that Dustin the Diamond Poirier is calling it quits. But hot sauce, liquor, I don't know. Maybe it would be like 50 Cent and just start buying up, all of Lafayette.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Vanessa, welcome to group therapy. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Hey, I just want to get you guys input on something.
about my boyfriend.
Ooh, okay.
I'm questioning his preferences, I'll say, regarding to women.
I think I'm following. What's your concern?
Okay, now we go out, but he never wants to stay the night.
Okay.
It's like he's always in a rush that he has to stay. He has to go home and sleep in his bed.
Huh.
And you know, and some other things is that, like, he doesn't really have any, like, manly guy type of hobbies that he likes to do. Like, he's not into sports.
Okay.
He doesn't have any guy friends, I mean, that I know of, that he goes out with the guys, you know, they may go out, watch the games, or even play games. So, like, I just want to know, like, is there some signs I should be looking for to confirm or not? That he might have a lot of sugar in his tank.
Yeah. They say in the South, I heard this term.
Uh-huh.
He's got a purse in his mouth.
I've never heard that one.
I thought it was a fun one. Okay, so I think every girl has had this fear before.
Really?
I didn't
realize it was a common thing.
Oh.
Like, this is a regular thing?
It's 2020. I mean, look at the year. Come on.
I'm not a problem with it. I didn't realize there were so many people that were caught off guard.
If you've ever caught your man playing for both teams, yes, how'd you catch him? What was the deal? Like, what was the telltale sign? Obviously, we want to know. 800-9436.
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call
800-87-ROAD.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Vanessa on the Big Catch for group therapy today. She is,
living every woman's worst nightmare. Let me just say it right now. Here's the deal. I think it's better to get cheated on. Like, if you got a partner and he cheats on you, I say this, he cheats on you with a man. And you're like, okay, cool, because it's nothing I could have done to like make him want me more. But then I go, you wanted men this whole time and you were dating me. You were wasting my time.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Now, here's the deal. It just sounds like Vanessa's guy just doesn't really like her.
I don't know what it is, because some of the things, the details she was giving feel very spotty,
Well, if you're not doing the dishes with your partner and you guys are committed and you're not doing the dishes often at all. And I mean, she's over here marking it on her calendar. They're not married.
Well, she wasn't specifying doing the dishes. She was just specifying staying at her place.
Intimacy. Yeah. I don't know. She's screaming everything, but
she thinks he might be gay. That's the moral of the story. How do you tell your boyfriend's gay?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever dealt with this situation? I swear most of the women are going to call in and be like, dude, I didn't know till way after, because I mean, I have several friends that discovered their partners were, you know, going for playing for both sides. All right. What are your thoughts on this? 800-9436.
Tyler in Bossier City, your advice in group therapy this morning.
I feel like there's no real way to know unless you just ask them.
I mean,
you know,
you
got to ask the guy, you know, he's the only one that's going to know the answer to the question. And worst case scenario, you know, you got a new girlfriend.
Wow. You know what? Jacob in Shreveport, what are your thoughts on this?
Girl, I say send him my way. I'll tell you if he's gay or not. I love fake straight men.
Fake straight men? You act like they're all over Shreveport.
I mean,
all over.
Oh, okay. I mean, what?
Hiding in the weeds, sweetie. You just don't see them.
Okay, so if she can't send him your way, what is something else she could do? Obviously, we want the perspective of a gay guy. Like, what is the best way to approach this?
I think she should make a fake account on Grindr. And, you know, men love showing their bodies. You'll notice his body. You'll see him there.
Vanessa, you've heard a lot of advice in group therapy today. What do you think you're going to do? Do you think you've gotten the answers you need?
Well, yes, but it's just going to be too much for me to have to set up like a fake Grindr profile to try to, you know, like to
set
him up to see. So it's not worth it. So I'm just going to break up with him. Ooh. You know, maybe we could, you know, he could be my extra, like another girlfriend.
I mean, you know? But you know, that's true. I think it's hard to be with somebody when you're like, are you into me? Are you not? Like, you deserve to be with somebody that's...
I suppose that's fair, but I mean, what if he's not gay? What if he...
Then maybe he's a little on the acoustic side, and you could... Don't laugh. And you could find somebody that is also into those things as well.
Okay. K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Man, I feel like I'm always shouting out my feel goods, right? I'm always celebrating. Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with my friend Christina, the bodybuilder, is back in the gym. And we squealed like maniacs when we saw each other. But, like, you know when, like, something good happens to you and there's a little bit of sunshine?
Right.
Right?
A little moment of just a, really?
Yeah, like this have moment. You had anything like that lately?
Last night. Literally last night, my girlfriend and I went to the Thrifty Peanut just to pick up some books.
What is the Thrifty Peanut?
It's a used bookstore up on Uri. They've got books, DVDs, CDs, a bunch of stuff. Love going there. Found a bunch of books that I wanted to pick up. No price tags on them. Took it to the front desk. Hey, I didn't see price tags. Oh, you can have them for $1 each.
Like, she just was like...
She just, like, took a glance at them, kind of looked at them. I was guessing, making sure they're not, like, super expensive or rare books. She was like, oh, yeah, not $1 each.
Okay, that is weird because I had that happen to me yesterday at CVS.
Yeah.
I walked in. I'm not going to say which one.
Mm-hmm.
They totally messed up my photo order. And the lady looked at me and she goes, listen, I'm so sorry. Just take them.
Nice.
They were going to throw them away anyway. Just take. Stuff like that. I love how it's like, ooh, yes,
great local
the deal.
Feel good moment. It reminds you that Shreveport isn't full of horrible, evil moments. It's full of nice people who will give you a discount. I mean, just for asking.
Shout out your, like, feel good moment now. Inside your free K94.5 app.
Hello.
K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning.
I will always be the first one to sign up to do random things.
Okay.
For the betterment of our community.
Nice.
Now, one thing that I do, I feel like once a year, I try my best to win when it comes to online dating. I'm just convinced that... I'm not that person that shines bright in the online dating world. So let me backtrack. I said I was going to shoot for a month of being on Hinge. And that meant I wasn't going to dedicate my life to it, right?
Right.
But I was going to spend about an hour a day on Hinge if I could. I lasted 2 weeks. It is the most overwhelming experience that I have had. So I decided to look it up because I was like, before I come back here and tell you, online dating in Shreveport sucks. I'll never do it. All I could think of, like, the way that I could describe my online dating experience was overwhelming.
And I think that's fair.
Let's be real. I'm not going to sit here and call myself ugly, right? My favorite thing whenever I say, oh, gosh, I'm so fat. People are like, you're not ugly. Girl, did I say I was ugly? So I'm not your... I'm not the creme de la creme when it comes to a guy picking a girl, all right?
Okay, yeah.
When it comes to how many matches I had daily and how many... So keep in mind, they say that it's designed to be deleted, Hinge, right?
Yeah.
And they aim for more thoughtful connections. But dude, trying to manage like a large queue of... And trying to respond to everybody, trying to be very open... I just deleted it.
You just got to be picky. I mean, that's legitimately how you got to be with dating apps. You can't let every guy who comes towards you and be like, oh, well, hey, what's up with you? And you got to look and you got to go through and vet.
Here's
like,
the crazy part.
It's not worth the time.
We were being picky. Involved Bestie Bailey and I said, hey, have a heyday. And she was overwhelmed. She was like, what is this? I was like, see? So did a little bit more digging, realized that this is not designed for men to win. Gentlemen, if you are online dating, I'm telling you this right now, guys. Unless you are a 10 out of 10, unless you are a multi, unless you are, the online dating is not for you.
If you wanted more proof that online dating is not for anyone, look at the way online dating works. Every single one of these apps has some sort of subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some sort of way to push you to get towards the subscription service. We all know every app is designed to make money. How does Facebook make money? They have ads and stuff.
Facebook
keeps us around, so we look at more ads, they make more money. Tinder has ads and Tinder Premium. They need to keep you around so they can keep making more money. There's incentive for Tinder to set you up on a bad date so you come back to Tinder.
Like, oh my God. You know what? Sometimes when you talk, sometimes you make sense, and sometimes it's like...
Dating apps are designed to keep you on the app so they make more money. Everyone should know this.
Okay, guys. Verdict after... And it took me a month to finally come and tell you how bad it was. Guys, just... This is my yearly check-in. Online dating, I'm going to go ahead and opt out for the next year. What's the next thing I should try?
Real dating, maybe. You know, go to a club, meet a guy, come here often, you know, stuff like that.
Awkwardly be like, hey,
exactly.
I don't know if I'm, I want to meet a guy at a club. Like, I want to be in bed by 8. Anyway, next thing I should try, preferably nothing to do with dating.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
So, a Shreveport school generating massive buzz on TikTok, and it's all because of what you and I consider just a regular old thing, but to somebody, they're like, why is there a Snoopy on a football field?
Yeah.
Why is there a Snoopy on this football helmet? So, let me take us back. There is this very popular... to me, it's not popular, but it's called Hooked on Helmets. It's a TikTok account. And this guy basically finds the most unique football helmet in the world and is like, how cool is this?
Oh, okay.
And so all of a sudden, Shreveport, Louisiana on the list because of Snoopy. Like, he opens it up like, why is there a penis character on a high school football helmet? So he goes down the rabbit hole trying to figure out, how is Loyola College Prep in Shreveport sporting good old Snoopy, and this isn't copyright infringement? Have you heard the story of how Loyola pulled this off?
I have always just kind of assumed it was copyright infringement because, like, every high school uses, like, an NFL team's logo for their logo. I mean,
and
airline,
in your mind, you were
no
like,
shade,
okay.
But for a while there, we were just using the Minnesota Vikings logo for the airline Vikings for a bit.
That seems legit, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Check this out, though. This goes all the way back to the spring of 1966.
Whew.
Back when it was Jesuit High School, which later became Loyola College Prep. A teacher named Gerald McCaffey, he wrote a letter to Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
And was like, hey, we want to use Snoopy, not just any Snoopy. We want the one where he looks like a World War One flyer.
Yeah, the Red Baron.
Yeah,
sitting
exactly.
On top of his doghouse.
And not only did Mr. Schulz go, yeah, absolutely. He like drew like really cute stuff on the letter and everything.
Awesome.
Anyway, I love the fact that Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, is trending on TikTok all because of our Snoopy.
I think a bigger thing, that place is Shreveport in, like, part of the Peanuts canon, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're official.
Basically,
now.
We're legends.
I think so. They should have us in the next Peanuts movie.
Exactly. We're the only Shreveport, home of the only school in the world that is allowed to have Snoopy anywhere.
We're going
to
say this, and then, like, next week there's going to be a major story about some school in Alabama who also sent a letter to Charles Schulz, and he's like, you can use Snoopy, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, come on.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to Feel Good on the 50s.
So, Feel Good on the 50s was created because we were sick and tired of just always being like, whoa, what news did you get?
It was just bad
really
news.
Bad news. And so, we're like, dude, we need good news. So we decided we will create our little pocket of sunshine right here on K94.5. And that starts with you. That starts with you calling in going, hey, this wonderful thing happened to me. We all get to celebrate it together, right? And just anything that made you smile. We don't care how little, how grand. We just want to celebrate it all.
Jake in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Man, I'm doing something extra special for my wife, and she doesn't even know it. I've got contractors at the house right now installing a brand new pool that she has always wanted.
You are about to win summer, my boy.
I hope we win a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.